I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Telegraph. The Telegraph. Podcasts.
For many, Poland represents the future of Europe. Its economy is growing, its military is strong, and so far, it has maintained its traditional values in the face of a cultural revolution sweeping the West. To discuss the challenges facing Poland, including its difficult relationship with Europe, I'm joined by Minister Arkadiusz Mylarczyk, the Secretary of State for Europe and Poland's Deputy Foreign Affairs Minister. Thank you very much, Minister, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's discuss Poland's demand from Germany of reparations for their role in invading Poland during the Second World War. Why is Poland demanding this money now?
This is a very important issue for Poland and for Poles. We have a cross-party agreement in Poland, and the polls shows that 60-70% Polish people support this issue. During the Second World War, Poland was completely destroyed. We lost about 6 million people. We lost 50% our territory and almost 50% our GDP. So every Polish family was affected the Second World War. And Germany killed many Poles, and to these days never paid any compensation for Poland and for Poles. And after war, Poland was occupied by Russia. Poland was as a satellite state. And so this is the reason why we are raising now this issue, this topic, because we are independent, sovereign country. And finally, we prepare a comprehensive war report. And this report was published 1 year ago in the Royal Castle in Warsaw. And we show our war losses and how we calculated these losses. And this is the reason why we decided to put this issue on the table, on the international table, not only between Poland and Germany, because this is not a bilateral issue. This is a universal issue because it's connected with the human rights and rule of law. And generally with the lack of the justice after the Second World War for Poles and many other countries, like Greece, Serbia, Ukraine, or even Belarus.
What are the chances of Poland, of Germany actually paying this money? Because you're asking for over €1 trillion. Germany say that the matter has already been settled in an agreement in 1990, and it's time to move on from this. So what are the chances of this actually happening?
I think that the chances are very high because we start international, global education, information action. We put this issue on the table on the many international organizations like United Nations, Council of Europe, US Congress, and here in London, in House of Commons, we would like to present our losses. And so I think this is a very important issue for Poland, especially now and for the Europe and for the world, because now we see the war in Ukraine. We see how difficult and horrible is war for the people, for the country, and we can compare the situation. that even that the Ukraine will be reconstructed after the war, this country lost millions of people who emigrate to other countries. So the same situation happens in Poland 8 years ago. We lost 11 million of people because almost 6 million people was died, and the rest of people was emigrate to other countries, United States, Britain, and to other countries. So, and millions of people stay on the so-called lost territories on the east of Poland.
For many years, Poland has faced invasion from Germany, from Prussia, as it was back in the 18th century. And beyond that, as you say, in the Second World War and many other times, Germany has threatened Poland's position as a sovereign state in Europe. Are you concerned that the European Union is now being dominated by Germany? And what steps is Poland taking to try and make sure that that Germany does not have this domination in Europe?
Yes, I'm absolutely agree with you that our land, our territory between Germany and Russia. So this is probably the most difficult place in Europe, maybe in the world. And when we joined to the European Union in 2004, we thinking that it will be an organization when the whole countries have the same position, equal rights. But now we see that there is a lot of discrimination, different countries, smaller countries, and European Union play a important role for the German foreign policy, because they have a lever instrument. How can they engage on the internal issues countries like Poland? And we see that, and even that we support our membership on the European Union, Polish society support it, but we see there is a lot of not very good things for our economy, our politics, and the German use the Brussels lever to create influence, political influence and tensions in Polish politics and in Polish economy. And if I can mention about reparation, we put this issue on the European Union table, and now we don't have any positive signals from Brussels. But we're thinking that Brussels should be engaged in this very important historical issue between Poland and Germany, yes, because this issue is connected with the rule of law and human rights.
The irony is that Poland is demanding reparations from Germany through Brussels, but at the same time, Brussels has frozen money that is meant for Poland over their concerns over Poland's reforms to the justice system. And Brussels has also tried to restrict money for Poland for other reasons. For example, Poland's rights record on rights for LGBT people and for other internal concerns for Poland's domestic situation. Do you think that the EU is your friend or your foe?
It's a good question. Yes, generally it's a friend, yes. But when we try to see the details, we see a lot of challenges. I'm absolutely sure that Berlin creates tensions across European Union towards Poland because they would like to change Polish government. Yes, we present our report 1 year ago, but the discussion about the reparation compensation started 6 years ago. So German political class see that our government prepared this action, made this political decision to demand reparation from Germany, and they try to build a political action against Polish government. So, in my opinion, these arguments about the rule of law in Poland, the problem with the rule of law, it's absolutely political argument, because we don't have the same justice system in all European countries. So there are different political and legal justice system in all European countries. So it is very easy to attack one country and describe this country as a country who have the problem with the rule of law, yes? Because we don't have the same rules in all political, in all countries in European Union. So we're thinking that, this is my opinion, that this action against Poland with the rule of law, it was connected with the, our reparation demands.
Do you think that Poland misses Britain as an ally within the European Union when it comes to these confrontations with Brussels?
Great Britain is a very important, I think, strategic partner for Poland. And I think British political class should understand this this historical context. Because for many British people, Second World War, this is the history, yes. It was 8 years ago and many people forgot about that. But for Polish society, for Poland, this is still living a painful issue, yes. Because every family was affected. In every city, every villages, we have the places where also German war crimes. German war crimes, not Nazi war crimes. And we're thinking that especially Great Britain, United States, France and other European countries should understand that this historical context issue have a strong implication to current relation between Germany and Poland. And this tension creates a problems for the European Union, for the NATO, and generally for the our relation in a European society. So my role is to explain our colleagues, British society, that this historical issue has still a strong implication between our countries and have a strong implication to European Union.
But do you think that Britain, since leaving the EU, has caused Poland a bit of a problem because the European Union has always been dominated between the Germans and the French, and with the British trying to have some influence as and also a big economy, but now Poland may have lost a potential ally within the EU?
I think after the war in Ukraine, we see that the geopolitics changed in Europe. We see the crucial role of Poland in the security system. I think we have absolutely new situation, geopolitical situation in Europe. We see the strong connection between Poland, Baltic states, Scandinavian states, and especially with the Great Britain and United States. Probably we see that we are the like-minded countries, yes? And on the other hand, we see the quite strange German position, yes? And maybe this is a chance to present that in this situation shows that history still have a play important role in Europe between our countries. And this unresolved historical issue between Poland and Germany have an implication to our allies.
There are wider splits within the European Union between countries like Germany and countries like Poland on cultural issues. So I mentioned earlier that the European Union has criticised Poland heavily for its rights on LGBT people, which they claim have been infringing on the rights of gay people, whereas obviously Poland is saying, actually, we're standing up for our traditional family values. Do you think that those cultural splits are endemic within Europe? Do you think that you can overcome those cultural splits between those Western liberal democracies and between the more traditional Eastern European and Central European democracies like Poland and Hungary?
Poland is a democratic country and we have an open society. And I think many misunderstandings about this issue is connected with the current politics, yes? We have a strong liberal opposition, like Platforma Obywatelska or Lewica, and they try to attack our government, conservative government, from different sides, yes? And one of the solutions, this is the problem with the LGBT in Poland. I think this is not the problem. I think this society have the same right as many other European countries. So, from my opinion, this is the attack from the political reason, yes, because we have the conservative government, a lot of Polish people are believes in God, we are Christians, so maybe this is the problem for the left and liberals society from the Poland and from the Europe.
Isn't it a fundamental problem for countries like Poland, where in the west of Europe, countries like Germany and France, they see it as their role to export liberalism, to export wokeism, to export and make sure that the European Union has fundamental rights, as they would see it, for LGBT people. And this is very much going against what you say about Poland's traditional family values and Poland's commitment to religion and Christianity. So do not think this is a serious strategic challenge for Poland, that these Western governments are trying to impose their version of liberalism upon you?
Yes, I agree with you that some Polish people are nervous that Western governments try to import their politics, their ideology to Polish society. Yes, we have a specific history, difficult history. Catholic Church have played a very important role in our history because it gives our society a power and connected Polish people during the when the Poland was divided or during the Second World War, during the Russian occupation. So Christian values are very important for Poles. And Polish Church have played an important role for Polish people. So I think we are a democratic country, but we have a different history. Christian religion is very important for Polish society.
So what is your plan to maintain those values and to maintain the traditional church and the role of the role of more conservative values within Poland? When Western democracies are trying to impose their liberal values upon Poland, what is your strategy to maintain your values?
We try to protect our values. We try to explain that this values is connected with our history, with our fighting for democracy, for independence, and we are not the same society like German society or French society, because we are on the different place in Europe with different history and sometimes with different values, but we are happy that we can working together in the European Union, but we would like to protect our model of life.
Now, Poland has faced criticism by some in the European Union for its import ban rather, on Ukrainian grain, and this is to protect Polish farmers. And Poland makes the argument that Ukrainian grain would glut the market and there would be too much grain and this would severely impact Polish farmers. Yesterday, European Commission President von der Leyen's State of the Union address, she said that there needs to be, quote, a strategic dialogue on the future of agriculture in the EU. And she raised concerns about climate change and the need to protect nature within the European Union and balancing those issues with agriculture. Do you think that Polish farmers are potentially under threat from the European Union's new policy and this so-called strategic dialogue from the president?
Yeah, we need to seriously observe the situation, because you can imagine that if Poland open our borders for Ukrainian grains, our farmers, our companies collapsed. So we are before the election. So this is a very tense moment. And we're thinking and we're asking the European Commission why they would like open our borders, Polish borders, before the election, yes, for Ukrainian grain. We are open for the transit. And this Ukrainian grain can go to Berlin, to Paris, to Stuttgart, Frankfurt, and we don't block our borders for the transit. The transit is open for the Ukrainian grain, but we need to protect our economy. I think this is is obvious.
You mentioned that there's an election coming up in Poland next month, I think on the 15th of October, but also there is several referendums in Poland. And one of these is on illegal migration and quotas from the European Union. Do you think that Poles will vote to end those quotas or to prevent those quotas from happening?
Yes, because as you know, before the war, Łukaszenka and Putin organized transport illegal migrants across Polish border from Belarus, and we built a big fence, 200 kilometers fence, and about 10,000 Polish soldiers protect this border, because every day, every night, you have the about 100 attempts to cross Polish border from the people from Africa and Asia country. And this is very dangerous because this migration is orchestrated by Łukaszenka and Putin, and they would like to attack Polish borders, and probably there will be a lot of attempts to prepare or create some kind of terrorist attack or something like that. So we need to protect our border, and Polish people understand that this is for our security, for the security of Polish families and especially children. And when the war started, Polish people scared the situation. And now for Polish society, the most important issue, this is the security of our border. And when we observe this horrible scene from Paris, from Sweden, when we see the terrorist attack committed by migrants, so many Polish people thinking that we should protect our borders, and we couldn't agree for the European decision that they will be relocated migrants between countries. Yes. So this is the most important issue for Poland, for Polish people, security, internal security and external security.
So on these quotas from the European Commission of migrants throughout Europe, do you think that Britain should adopt these quotas, as some have been suggesting, or would you say, actually, we should take the same route as Poland and say, no, we're not going to have these quotas for migrants?
Yes, absolutely. We should protect our borders, yes. For me, this is obvious. This migration process is orchestrated by Russia, by Putin, yes. They would like to destabilize our Western civilization, Western countries. So this is the war, yes, and we should see that the bigger context, that Putin plan, Łukaszenka plan is to destabilize our countries, our societies, and we should see that this is the very big challenge for our governments, and we should see the bigger context, this situation.
But in terms of Britain accepting these quotas, do you think that, would you warn against that from happening? Because obviously Poland is very much against the quotas, but some on the opposition party in the UK say, well, we should accept the quotas of migrants from the European Union. Would you warn them against that and say that that's not a particularly good idea?
This is the British government decision, yes, but we should ask which people will be invited to Britain, yes? What these people will be doing here, yes? They will be working or... so this is an open question. Invite these people, this is the first step. But the second step, how these people will be... what they will be working in Britain, yes? Or other countries.
So you would be concerned about that for Poland in itself? You would be concerned about what they would be doing in Poland?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I think this is the very dangerous situation for now and for the future Europe.
Earlier this year, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni agreed on an agreement to prevent illegal migration into Europe, and they agreed to work closely and cooperate to prevent illegal migration into Europe. Will Poland get involved within this agreement between Britain and Italy? And if it hasn't been involved in this agreement, why hasn't it been?
I think we should support our Italian friends. because now they are, this is a frontline country, and we see this horrible scene from the sea, from the Lampedusa island. And I think our response should be strong. In my opinion, we should protect European borders and relocate these people to these countries who send these people, because this is the absolutely orchestrated process by a criminal organization or Russia. So we should see that this is the war. This is the war, and the migrants are a war instrument.
So is Poland having those discussions with Italy and with Britain in terms of preventing illegal migration into Europe?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open. We see Italy and Great Britain as a very important strategic partner for Poland. And we need to cooperate how we can better protect our borders. So we are absolutely open for the cooperation.
Are you concerned about Poland's demographic makeup in terms of mass migration?
I think we try to protect our border, and now this is not a problem for Poland. Yes, we don't have a mass migration in Poland, but we have a lot of Ukrainians and Belarusians. So we see that our demography is changing. Yes, because probably we have 2 or 3 million Ukrainians in Poland. So we see this is a challenge for our political and system, but we are open for the people from Ukraine, for Belarus, who would like to work in Poland, who would like to integrate with the Polish society, and on the other hand, we should see the.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
That we should be open for this kind of migration. But on the other hand, we should protect our borders when we see that the migration process is orchestrated by criminal organization.
You mentioned earlier failures of migration in Paris and in Sweden, and you talked about terrorist attacks and things like that. Do you think that multiculturalism has been a failure when you look at countries like Britain, France, Sweden?
As I mentioned before, we have a different history, yes? Poland have a different history, Britain have a different history, France and Sweden, yes? But from our perspective, because Poland was occupied by Russia, and Poland was a closed country, and there was no migration process. Now we should see the consequences. The migration process, when this process is without any barriers, yes, and we see the problems in France, in Sweden. I have a meeting with my colleagues, especially from these countries, and they see that the migration creates a lot of problems for them. They see the gangs, crimes, higher numbers of rapes and other bad things in this country. So now we would like to be more smart, yes, and we should see the consequences when the country open the border for everyone, yes.
Many liberals in countries like Britain and America say that diversity is a strength, and they say that actually our society is far better because of all of these different cultures mixing together, like in a city like London. It's a very multicultural city, and they say this has been a great success. Do you think that Poland should share in this success and should be striving for diversity?
This is a difficult question, yes, because now it's difficult to assess, but probably this situation is important for the countries which have a post-colonial history, and they have a more diversified society than Poland. Before the war, Poland was a multicultural and multi-religious country, like now Germany or France or Britain. But after the war, we have only Poles in Poland. So now we see that the differences between our society and the Western society, we see good and bad things, yes? So this is the decision every society and every government in these countries.
But when you look at the diversity in France or Britain or Germany, do you think, oh, I'm very jealous of this diversity, I think Poland, we must strive for this? Or do you think, actually, I think we're quite happy with how it is in Poland?
Oh, this is a difficult question. We see good things and bad things, yes.
Okay. Some in Britain have raised concerns that Poland's GDP per capita will increase to be larger than that of Britain's by 2030. And they say Britain is on the decline in Europe and Poland is very much on the rise in terms of its economy. You're investing in your military. Do you think that we should be concerned about that in Britain, or should we be welcoming this new Polish age of Europe?
I think Poland's a good developing country, but we see Great Britain as a strategic and strong allies. Millions Polish people, Polish diaspora contributed to your economy. And I think this is good for your country and for our country. And I will be happy if I will be see Great Britain and Poland as the biggest economy in Europe, yes? But together.
As you say, millions of Polish people came to Britain after 2004 when the Poland joined the European Union and they were able to come here via free movement of people. And now there are some conservatives in the UK who look to Polish society and they say, well, actually, Poland's economy is growing, they have low crime, the standard of living is increasing, and maybe we should go over to Poland and we should become a British expat in Poland and immigrate to Poland, particularly because of Poland's traditional conservative values. And when you compare that to Britain and to many countries in the West, it's a huge difference. Would you welcome all of these conservative people from Britain coming to Poland?
Yes, I invite all Brits, and I know that we have a lot of flights between London and Krakow, London and Warsaw, and every weekend I see hundreds of Brits. They spent a very...
Even in Krakow,
yes,
you like them there.
In Krakow, they spent probably the good weekend in Krakow. They are happy. So we invite British people, and we are friends, we are allies, and I think Poland and Polish people and British people have a very good friendship relationship, so we are absolutely open for your trip to Poland, to Krakow, Warsaw, Wrocław and Polish mountains.
But do you understand why some conservative Brits, British people, want to move to Poland permanently because they see in Britain an excessive liberalism or excessive wokeism?
Yeah, as I said before, I think our mentality was created by our history, yes. So this is the reason why we protect our values, conservative values. And we are open for the cooperation with the British government, British society, but we need to understand that Britain have a different history than Poland, a post-colonial history, and now probably your country pay for this imperialistic policy. Yes,
but if we put politics to one side and we look at the culture, and in Britain we have many debates around, let's say, transgenderism, gender ideology, excessive LGBT propaganda in some people's eyes. If you look at education, for example, there are lots of issues of children being taught very controversial things within our own civil service and within government departments. People are pushing very controversial ideas about gender, that there are more than two genders, that transgenderism is basically spreading as an ideology within Britain. And also there's something called critical race theory, which is about where one might rank different races, and instead of focusing on people's merits, they instead focus on their identity. This is identity politics at work. Whereas in Poland, perhaps things are different. Do you see this so-called wokeism and these gender ideology and all of the things I've mentioned spreading to Poland? Is it coming from the West to the East?
Yes, we see that there is a lot of attempts to spread this ideology to Poland, and we see that. And we try to protect especially our children, our youth, and we try to protect our school, because we're thinking that this is not a good for our families, and we try to protect our model of life. And this is a role for our government and for our local government. And I think generally Polish people support this, our model of policy, model of life. And in my opinion, this is maybe 5 or 10% people in Poland, especially from the biggest city, who support this new liberal ideology. In my opinion, this is a small minority in Poland.
Do you think that this liberal ideology, this what we call in the UK wokeism, I don't know if you have the same word in Poland.
The same, yeah.
Do you think that is a threat to Western civilization?
Yes, absolutely. This is a threat. And we need to protect our models of life. And I think this is the popular ideology on the West. But probably in the future we will see a different model of ideology. So I think we need to protect our style, our model of life. And I think because this is important for the future.
I want to talk about American conservatives, because a lot of conservative politicians and thinkers and commentators in America have looked to Hungary, one of Poland's allies in Europe, of course. And Tucker Carlson, I'll give you one example, the ex-Fox News host, he went to Hungary recently and he interviewed Viktor Orban, the Prime Minister. And they very much see Hungary as a model, a conservative model in Europe. But they don't talk about Poland. Why is that?
It's a question for Tucker Carlson. I don't know. I think our conservative is an important part of our style of life. And on the other hand, we have probably a lot of commons with Hungary, but we see different our role, especially Poland, in the context of Ukraine. So we see that the Russia is threats. We understand for Polish interest, we need to support Ukraine, and we need to open for the Ukrainian needs. And we do everything what we can. And we spend probably a few percent our GDP for support Ukraine. And I see that some American conservatives see Russia as a conservative country. But it's not true. This is the political theater, Putin's political theater, yes, because he would like to present for the West as a protector of conservatives. But I think this is the This is the political theater, yes. Putin tried to rebuild Russian empire. It's a very dangerous policy for the whole world. We see what's going on in Ukraine, earlier in Georgia, in Chechnya. So Putin is a war criminal. This is not a conservatist. And in this context, we have a disagreement with the Viktor Orban, because his government not criticized the situation with Russia, and we see that there is a lot of misunderstanding between our countries in the context of Ukraine. So conservatism is an important part of our policy, but on the other hand, we should see the bigger context. If this conservatism is real or serious, or it's only political game and theater, yes.
Viktor Orban, in that interview with Tucker Carlson, was very concerned about escalating the war. He was concerned about a third world war, as he saw it, about nuclear war. Do you share those concerns, or do you think that that is hyperbole?
Who started this war, yes? Russia and Putin started this war, this brutal, illegal war. So we need to support Ukraine, not Russia. And if Russia and Putin escalate a threat, we should respond the same. We should support Ukraine, military. We should organize humanitarian support for these people. And we should remember that Russia is a threat. And Russia started this illegal war. And I agree that this war is brutal and it should be finished, but this war will be succeed for Putin if he take 20% Ukrainian territory.
Would it not be better for the war to end now and to make concessions to Putin, to stop the bloodshed in Europe, to stop the many thousands of Ukrainian people who are dying, including civilians? Would it not be better to come up with a compromise instead of continuing the war and continuing the bloodshed?
We should understand that Putin have a long strategy direction, and he see this war in Ukraine as a element his strategy, his imperialist strategy. Even that this war will be finished or frozen, he start this war again for after 5 or 10 years, because now he see that the West is united with Ukraine, but probably he will be waiting for the better time for Russia, and if the war will be frozen, he will attack again, because this is the same. This is his tactics, what he made 10 years ago or in Chechnya, in Georgia, in 2014 in Ukraine, when he takes Crimea from Ukraine. So he tried to rebuild Russia empire. And Ukraine is a very important territory for Russia. And so in this context, we need to understand that this war in Ukraine is very important for Europe, for the peace in Europe. And on the other hand, when Ukraine potentially lost this war, it will be threats for Europe in the future.
One of the other arguments that American conservatives like Tucker Carlson make, and even Donald Trump, is that we must focus on America first. We must spend the money on American priorities, on the American people. America has given over $100 billion in military aid to Ukraine since the start of the war. Can you understand that concern from some American Republicans? And do you see an equivalent in Poland where, well, you're spending a lot of money on helping Ukraine, but actually maybe that money should be focused on Polish people?
Yes, I can understand this argumentation, but on the other hand, if Ukraine lost this war, this situation creates a lot of implication for the Europe and the whole global world, yes, because it shows that this policy is effective and it gives a power Putin to attack other countries like Baltic countries or Poland or maybe others. So this situation potentially creates a bigger problem for America than you have now.
Are you looking to the American election next year with some concern over the election of Donald Trump and the ending of American aid to Ukraine?
Yes, we observe the situation in America. We see America is a very important and crucial partner for Poland. We have a very strong political, especially military links with America, and I hope that every government in America will be understanding that the crucial role of Poland in the center of Europe, especially as a key country on the eastern flank of NATO. So our cooperation, Poland and America cooperation, is crucial for the European peace and probably for the global peace.
Do you think that some countries in Europe have failed in their responsibility to invest in their militaries? I'm thinking about Germany in particular, where they haven't been spending that 2% of GDP on their military as per their NATO commitment says that they should. Obviously, I know that Poland is rapidly increasing its commitments to their GDP on military spending. But do you think historically countries have failed to live up to those commitments? And do you expect that Germany will now rectify the situation?
Yeah, we are disappointed at the German policy. Maybe this is the reason that Germany have a buffer zone, yes, Poland. And they thinking that we protect them. But on the other hand, they didn't see Russia as a threat, yes. Maybe this is the reason why they don't spend they didn't spend 2% their GDP for the military. But we should see that the European Union is important for the country as Poland and other countries, because it gives us not only economic security but generally security for our countries and for our societies. So we need to call German government to be responsible and to contribute to the European security.
Do you support Emmanuel Macron's plan to create a tiered European Union? So he talked about last year creating an outer Europe with countries like Britain and a sort of inner Europe where there's more cooperation. Do you think that that plan is interesting? Have you talked to the French about this?
Yes, we have the contact with the French. We know that we have European Union is divided between Eastern countries and Western countries, but I think we are stronger that we are together, yes? Paris, Berlin, Warsaw, Roma and other countries, when we will find a good model of cooperation, together we are stronger, especially when we have a lot of challenges from China, from this time. So I think we should cooperate and we should find a good model of cooperation between all biggest European countries, from the East and from the West.
I want to talk a bit about Polish history and British history and how they're linked together. Do you think that Poles have a strong memory of Britain as an ally in terms of our history and cooperation in the Second World War, for example, and you could even go back further than that? Or do you think, I know that I've spoken to many Poles who say, well, you abandoned us in the Second World War, Churchill let Stalin take over Poland. Do you think there's still those tensions there, or how do you view that relationship?
Yeah, we remember good and bad things, yes. And so now we decided to be more effective. Yes, we understand that our country need to be strong, our army need to be strong. So this is the reason why we're building probably the biggest army in Europe. Yes, we would like to build 300,000 army. So we have a lot of contracts with the Korea, United States, Britain. We spend a lot of money because we would like to build a strong military service in Poland. But in the presence, we see Great Britain as a very important partner. Very important partner because we remember that the when the hybrid war in Polish border started, Boris Johnson government sent to Poland support, engineers and materials, and we have a very good cooperation. And before the war, British government sent a lot of weapons to Ukraine. So we see now Great Britain as a very, very crucial European partner for our security. As I mentioned in the start of our interview, after the war, Poland, Great Britain, United States, Scandinavian countries, we are like-minded countries. We see the European threats, we see probably on the realistic context Russia, and it's absolutely good ground to build the best cooperation between Poland and Britain, especially because we have a big Polish diaspora in Britain, so this is our contribution to your economy, but I think your society, your government, you can better understand Polish mentality, yes, Polish history, and you better understand our historical and political context.
So Poland feels that it needs to be more independent and not rely on allies to protect itself in the future.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because as you know our history, 1st September, when the war started, Second World War started, Poland was abandoned, and Poland was occupied by Russia and Germany. And now we remember this history, and we would like to make a more effective and better policy than our grandfathers. Yes.
Thank you very much, Minister, for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this show and are interested in hearing more episodes like it, please follow this podcast and drop us a review. If you have any suggestions of people you would like to be interviewed, you can let us know via the Apple Podcasts app.